To the strains of Hail to the Chief and the thunder of cannon fire, a military honor guard carried President Ford's casket down the steps of the Capitol building. The body of the 38th president was then driven through the streets of Washington to the National Cathedral for the funeral ceremony. Former presidents Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, and George Bush Sr. attended the ceremony. Other dignitaries were there as well. President Bush, who escorted Mrs. Ford into the cathedral, delivered the main eulogy.
In President Ford, the world saw the best of America. And America found a man whose character and leadership would bring calm and healing to one of the most divisive moments in our nation's history.
President Bush Sr. and Ford Secretary of State Henry Kissinger also delivered remarks and spoke of the late president's qualities.
Gerald Ford had the virtues of small-town America. Sincerity, serenity, and integrity. As it turned out, the absence of glibness and his artless decency became a political asset, fostering an unusual closeness to leaders around the world, which continued long after he left office.
Ford became president in 1974, following the resignation of Richard Nixon during the Watergate scandal. Nixon had appointed Ford vice president in 1973 to succeed Spiro Agnew, who resigned in a bribery scandal. After assuming the presidency, Ford worked to heal the bitterly divided nation, though his pardon of Richard Nixon was controversial. He ran for president in 1976, but was defeated by Jimmy Carter. President Ford's remains will be buried Wednesday in Grand Rapids, Michigan, where he grew up. Many in Grand Rapids have placed flowers and other tributes to the former president at various points in the city. Outside Ford's boyhood home, resident Dan Corndick recalled the former president.
When I was in high school, he became president. And, you know, the whole Nixon Watergate thing was happening, so I thought he was a great man and the right person for the job at the time.
A private funeral service will be held at Grace Episcopal Church in Grand Rapids Wednesday, followed by a private burial at the Gerald R. Ford Presidential Museum. Bill Rogers, VOA News.
望网易语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。